This episode of the DubDub Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Magical Mara Designs was created by Disney superfan Tamara Spidell. Tamara decided she was going to create cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears because she couldn't find a style or a size that was comfortable to wear all day. So she decided to create her own Etsy shop that featured designs by Maleficent, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, Ariel, Belle, Tiana, Harry Potter, and more. And if you don't see what you're looking for on her Etsy shop, well, she'll create a style just for you. Again, check out her Etsy shop at Magical Mara Designs. Hello, welcome to the DubDub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my regular crew today, Stacey Nyman. How are you?
Doing good.
Excellent. Peter Ponikovro, how are you?
Oh, we've lost them already.
We're 40
seconds into the show.
What? Wake him up, Stacey. Oh, push him. Hey. Nudge him.
Oh, I'm here.
You ready to roll, big guy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Seven.
We've got a big show, a busy show today, because we've got a bunch of feedback we want to get through. But, you know, we usually start the show off with, hey, tell me something good in your life. And we're going to even pause that one for this week, because we've got a bunch of things to cover. So, in today's show, we're going to talk about listener feedback for what your family tradition at either Walt Disney World or Disneyland is. But before that, I've got an article that I pulled right from Theme Park Tourist talking about the 15 new attraction shows, restaurants coming to Walt Disney World by 2021. And I would like to read them to you guys. And because you guys are Walt Disney World veterans, I want you to tell me how excited you are. But let's do this concisely because we got to get through a bunch. 0 to 10, 0 being I could care less, or 10 being OMG. All right. Does that sound good to you?
Yep.
Yeah,
all right. Here we go. You ready? So I should probably qualify this article. This was posted on Monday, May 7th by Amanda. Oh, Amanda, I'm going to mess up your name. I apologize. Condolji. So I apologize if I butcher the name. So here we go. Number one, Slinky Dog Dash. Stacy, 0 being or 10 being OMG.
I'm at about a 7, just because I know it's really good for little kids, and Brita fits into that category.
Okay. Peter?
1?
1. Whoa. 1. Yeah. Is it? That's just because of the Toy Story, or just the ride itself?
No. Look, it's a quote-unquote family coaster.
Gotcha.
That isn't going to be as quote-unquote wild as Seven Dwarves.
Okay.
I'm 6'6", 255, man.
All right.
First, I'll be lucky if I fit on the thing.
I was just thinking that. That's going to be a tight
fit. I don't think it's going to be a whole lot interesting.
Okay. Okay, I can see that. I can see that for you. Okay, how about number 2? Alien Swirling Saucers. Let's go with Stacy.
I'm going to go with an 8 for this one, even though I don't really like spinning rides. I'm just interested in seeing what it's like, and it looks really cute, too, so.
Okay. Peter?
9.7.
Whoa, why is this?
What's the name of the ride?
It's called the Alien Swirling Saucers.
Okay. Everybody shortens everything to initials, Disney,
oh,
right?
Oh, Lord.
I just want to see what they're going to do with this for a park map. Somebody wasn't thinking when they came up with this.
What, like the TTC? Is that what you mean, Pete?
There you go.
Oh, my Lord. Stacy, in your mind, did we ever think we were going to get to that on this show?
No. I never thought that, but Griffin's going to really TSM? Enjoy that when he hears this episode.
All right.
Story Mania.
So here we
just
go.
Saying,
number 3.
Somebody didn't think that through.
I can't even go on. Number 3, Woody's Lunchbox. Stacy, what do you give it?
I'm going with a 9 because I've heard really, really good things about the menu. And I think it's because I listened to a podcast where they talked about it when I was really hungry. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. Peter.
I needed the lunchbox, so I'm going to go with a 7. I'm
okay, good. So
I need a new lunchbox right now, actually, so maybe I can find something there.
There you go. Number 4, Terralina Crafted Italian. Do you know what this is?
No.
Okay. The Portobello Country Italian Trattoria at Disney Springs closed its doors to undergo a major refurbishment, and then a few days later they said, nope, it's going to be a complete overhaul. So this is a new concept and a new name, the Terralina Crafted Italian. What do you give it? 0 being I'm never trying it, 10 being oh yeah, I'm trying it.
I'll go with a 5, pretty neutral. There's just so many restaurants at Disney Springs that I haven't tried yet that I really want to try.
Mm-hmm.
That will probably go farther down on my list.
Peter.
It's a 4 for me.
Wow.
I'm really picky about Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
We have such good Italian around here.
It's so true.
It's hard to impress.
Yeah, so true. Okay. Number 5, the untitled Cirque du Soleil show based on, did you know this, on Disney movies. It's going to be confirmed that the new Cirque du Soleil production...
it's a Brita spectacular.
It's a Brita spectacular. It's got uniquely Disney flair. So what would you, it's going to be based around some of the most iconic films.
It's going to be Pandora. Come on.
What would you give it? 0 to 10. Let's go, Peter.
I'm going to give it a 7 just for Brita.
Okay.
You could take her then. It'll be a big ticket event because I'm giving it a 3.
I've never seen the first one. I don't know why you think I'm going to
see
this. Did you say 3?
A 3. I'm not. So Scott really wants to go see. Or he really wanted to go see the last one, and I was a super bad wife, and we just never did it. So I'll probably will go see this one, but it doesn't really appeal to me. It's not really my thing. I think if it were here in Chicago, I would for sure be going to go see it. But being down there, there's just so much stuff to go do. I don't want to spend time going to a show outside of the parks, you know?
So I get it, because we've debated it, and we're like, oh man, it's like $51 a person, and there's so much else to do, and it's only a few hours. But like, you're right, if it was like in Chicago or like Rosemont, we'd be like, oh yeah, we've got to go see this thing for sure, right?
Exactly.
All right, number 6, the Disney Skyliner. Stacy.
Oh, I'm gonna give this a 9.
Okay.
Very excited about this.
Peter.
I'm the same.
A 9.
It's my way of getting to the buckets, the sky buckets. So
okay, a new version. Number 7, the Ratatouille ride at Epcot. The Ratatouille 3 themed 3D dark ride, I should say.
Stacey. I am giving it a 10.
Oh.
I am so excited about this one. I don't know why. I've heard mediocre things about the one in Paris, but for some reason I think it's the whole trackless system or whatever, the trackless track.
Okay.
Just a lot of excitement.
Okay. Peter.
I'm going to say like I'm going to go with an 8. Because I don't know if I'll ever get to Disneyland Paris. So this is my opportunity to see something they have there.
You know what? I'm not surprised at Stacey. I'm surprised that you're 8 on this one. But I think it's going to be pretty spectacular as well, too.
And it's got food in it, too, man.
That's true. That's true. All right. Number 8. The Future World Space Restaurant. Stacy.
I'm going to go with a 5 on this one. Just because there's so many great restaurants already at Epcot. And I just have a feeling it's going to be really hard to get into. So I don't want to get my hopes up too high for something at this point.
Mm. Peter.
4.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather see an actual, like a legitimately themed Star Wars restaurant than just a quote-unquote space restaurant.
Okay. Number 9, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Peter.
7.
Okay, interesting. Stacey.
Just because.
Because why? Actually, let me stop you.
No, just because.
Because you think it's going to be good, or you're happy that Mickey's got a ride?
I'm happy to see that Mickey finally got his own ride, mm-hmm. but I was never a huge fan of Great Movie Ride, so for me, it's just, I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Stace.
And I'm going to go with a 7. Also, I kind of am hesitantly excited for it, but I have a feeling I'm going to be happily surprised by it.
Okay. Number 10, the Millennium Falcon ride. Pete.
Really?
Well, I got to know. You got to give me a number.
11?
11. Okay. Stacy, what do you get?
Okay, so I'm going to go with a 7. With any of the Star Wars things, my personality, I get really stressed out by, I don't even know how to, it's not crowds that stress me out. I think it's not necessarily the unknown. I don't know. There's just something about me that Star Wars seems like it's going to be insane. Mm-hmm. And I think if you give me a few years, I will really enjoy it. But just the thought of going when it opens, it kind of puts a damper on the whole experience. So I'm going to just go with a good solid 7.
Is it?
Well, I got good news for you. You got some time before it opens, so.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question without making anyone who's listening an enemy? Is it like the intensity of like the Star Wars fan that's like a little intimidating? Because like the Star Wars fan, if he's a super fan, is like it's like a force unknown to this world. Is it just like the crazy fan?
I see what you did there with the force unknown. Like,
I know. I slipped in quickly, Pete. I know.
It's like the reason that I get up for a rope drop at Disney in the morning is because I know that if I get up early, I will be at the front of the crowd and I will get to what I want to get to with reasonable wait times. Whereas like something like this, I feel like it's so stressful to me to think about, okay, what do we have to do to get there, to get the things done? That, and I think maybe that even has to do with just having young kids and all the stress I know that's going to be completely on me. So,
okay.
I don't know. It's just my weird, quirky personality.
All right. Then if it's so weird and quirky, what do you give number 11, the Cantina restaurant? The Star Wars Cantina restaurant?
I'll give it a 5.
Okay.
Just because.
Okay. Pete, are you eating there already in your mind?
Blue milk.
Are you drinking blue milk right now? Not sure how it became blue. Are you there?
Well, it was blue before.
Okay. Are you? What's your number, buddy?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely. I will be there. I'm gonna go with like 9.
Okay. How about then? Let's ratchet it up a little bit. They have a dinner club restaurant as well too, so it's a little more upscale than the Cantina. As I understand it, in addition to Cantina, it's been confirmed recently that Star Wars Land will feature a dinner club restaurant, and there's a picture, that will likely be a traditional sit-down or perhaps even an in-park dinner show, similar to Club Villain at the Hollywood Studios. What would you give that?
I'd give that one an 8, just because I like dinner shows a lot, and I do like sit-down restaurants, probably the same reason, because I know that if I have a table, I'm sitting down, and it's
makes sense.
All taken care of.
Yeah, you're not fighting. Okay, that makes sense.
Exactly.
Pete, what do you give that number?
So this is basically going to be like Star Wars hoop-de-doo?
Is that awesome.
What we're looking at?
I guess.
The Star Wars Christmas special dinner show?
I don't know if it's going to be described as a hoop-de-doo. Okay, give me a number. Come on.
I'm actually less excited about that than I would be for the Cantina. I'm going to guess 7.
Okay. How about the number 13, the First Order Battle Attraction? Did you guys know about this? Want me to read this to you?
Sure.
I can read it. While the Millennium Falcon ride will use new technology to deliver a thrilling experience, the likes of which hasn't been seen before at Disney Park, the new First Order ride will be more of a traditional dark ride experience, with concept art appearing to show a motion-based ride vehicle moving through a scene with screens, similar to what guests currently experience at The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man at the Islands of Adventure. What do you give this one, Pete?
See, I'm torn here, because I think if it's done right, it can be cool, but if they go too close to, like, the way they did Spider-Man, it's just going to irritate me.
Okay.
There's a reason I don't go to that park. Okay. Honestly, I don't feel like they do.
I only laugh because I don't know how long you hold these grudges. That's all.
I don't think they do it to the same level.
Okay. What do you think about this particular ride, though?
I know Pandora River Journey. There's a lot of screens and stuff in it. And it kind of takes something away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could have done that in a more practical way, and it would have been even better. But
okay,
having seen video of Spider-Man, I really hope it's not like Spider-Man.
All right, number. What's a number?
4.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that from you.
I hope I'm proven wrong.
Stacy, what do you give it as a number?
I'll go with a 6.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, how about this one? We got 2 left. Number 14, Tron Light Cycle Power Run. And this is going to be in the Magic Kingdom. So I know you guys know what this is. I won't read the description to you, but you know it's going to be like the Tron coaster. So what do you give that one, Stacy?
I give it a 10 because I've heard really great things about it.
Boom. Peter, what do you give it?
10. I've wanted to ride the light cycle since the original Tron came out in the 80s.
Wow. So on this list so far, this is the only one that's, you know, unanimously in favor. I mean, like over the top 10s. Interesting. All right. Now Pete's going to go all crazy. I mean, I know this here. Number 15, the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster in Future World. Stacy, what do you give it?
I give this one also a 10.
Peter, what do you give it?
Unless they find a way to work Bill Nye and Ellen back into it, I'm going to go like a 6.
Oh, you know there's a really good chance of them working Bill Nye and Ellen back into it somehow.
No, there isn't.
There will be. Come on. At the collector, absolutely, there's going to be some kind of reference to it. A 6, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we rolled through those pretty quickly. You guys ready to get on with our show? Because we've got some awesome feedback from people that are really pretty cool. So I want to get to this. You guys ready to roll?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Pete, you wanna mention what we're doing today? Stacey, you want to mention it? Give us a description, guys. Tell us what we're doing today.
Yeah, so on Facebook, we posed the question about what your favorite family tradition is while at Walt Disney World or Disneyland. And we got some really great responses from several different places. We have the our Facebook group, the Edcock group, and a couple of other spots where we got some people giving feedback. So what we're going to do is just kind of go take turns, go through these responses, and share what people's traditions are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The group that we actually use, actually, Todd Amundsen's got a group called the Walt Disney Group, and Todd was kind enough to give us permission to use the group as a way to, you know, kind of solicit some feedback. And I know Todd's been gracious to let us, you know, promote the show in his group as well, too. So, again, that's Walt Disney Group. And Todd is the admin. And Beth Brooks, who's been on our show, is also one of the admins there, too. So, so check them out. So you guys want to go first? You guys want to go in order here? Stacy, Pete, Chris, does that sound good?
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Let's do it.
All right, so my first one is Amy Van Swole, and she said the dessert party at Magic Kingdom. Preston says hummingbird cake. Apparently, we'll be doing that every time now. And so the hummingbird cake is at homecoming, and Amy, we were kind of going back and forth on this. Amy says that she's more of a pie person. She liked the pecan pie better. And then there's a cake and pie battle going on a little bit there, too. But so for them, it's the dessert party and homecoming.
Peter?
I'm just going to say Amy's correct. Pie over cake.
I agree.
All
with
day,
as
every
well.
Day.
Okay, yes. So Amy's significant other is sitting at home right now, dreaming of cake. I just want you guys to know that. So I'm going to speak up for
That's
you, Tim.
Not my fault.
Yes, and he put a sad face on Amy's comment that pie is better. So.
Undoubtedly, I know that. Okay, Peter.
All right. So Leslie Zumwalt Marshall says that their activities at Disney usually vary as their boys get older. But they always eat at Boma for brunch the day they go to Animal Kingdom, which is not something I've done, but from what I understand is a great, great idea.
Okay. So I've got one here from Katie Swanson. There's no one tradition that we do because Disney is ever changing. One thing that I do is, actually she didn't say do-do, I just said do-do. So
I was going to stay.
And as soon as I said that, why did I think of the character from the Pink Panther cartoon? Wasn't that a character, Pete? Do you remember that? Was it? Come on, someone got to agree with me here.
No.
Never mind, all right, never mind. Someone's going to agree with me and get back to me. One thing I do is leave my kids, both 5 and 7 years old, hidden Mickey presents on our park days. Something like Tsum-Tsums or Disney books. We leave for the park, and I forget to put something or have to go back to the bathroom or whatever I can think of, go to the room and empty my daily stuff, and I prepackage the items to easy grab and release so I'm not gone too long. I fear this tradition only has a few more years because my kids are getting very intelligent, and I'm pretty bad at not telling the whole truth to the kids. Which is
if they're smart, they won't say anything because then mom will still leave them the gifts.
Yeah, really.
Right?
She said they're intelligent children. They're going to keep their mouths shut as long as they can.
But I do agree.
They're going to believe in other things until they're 30 if they get presents out of the deal.
This is a really cute idea, though. I agree with her.
That's really cute.
That's a really cute idea.
All right. So I have one from Jennifer Bowman. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. We like to stop and say hi to Mickey on our first and last day. Got to let the boss know when we're in town. We also get mugs from all of the hotels we stay in to remember our trips by. So that's a great thing they can use every day to remember the trip and each place that they stayed.
Oh, you know, I'm a big mug person myself, too. We come home from vacation with 3-4 new mugs. Any vacation we go to, I've got way too many mugs in my life. Way too many. Peter.
So Jan Gerbers, I know she has her maiden name up here too, and I'm not going to try to pronounce that because I don't want to insult her. I can't help but agree with her any more than I already do. Dole Whip, she said, and if my mom isn't with us, we send her a picture of us eating it, which seems cruel and unusual to do to your mother, but hey, if she's okay with it, I'm okay with it.
She got an awesome picture too, doesn't she, Pete?
She does.
Yeah, it's a really great picture. Okay. I got me a post here from Martha Henry Javinsky. We always go over to French Quarter at Port Orleans for beignets on our last morning before we leave. That was just my comment to that one. I had to go and actually say that everyone thinking it when I was typing.
All right. I have another one from Amy Van Swall. She was getting really into this topic. She goes and picks out Christmas ornaments at Yule Christmas Shop, and her husband, Tim, jumped in to say, that's what I was going to say. So we do the same thing, too. Oh, Lisa Yost also wrote on that. She said, we go so infrequently that we don't really have a tradition. Oh, wait, sorry. No, this does go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
I know, sorry.
I've been away too long.
Said,
I can't do this.
We go so infrequently that we don't really have a tradition yet, but I do need to buy a Christmas ornament somewhere on property. So they all kind of went together there. But we do the same thing. Go and buy Christmas ornaments for each trip.
And see, Lisa's angle is, you know, I know that Kenny's waiting for the Star Wars land to open up for their next trip. So I know they're trying to wait just to find the right opportunity to go as a family when Star Wars opens up. Peter.
Good plan.
All right. So Melanie Chambers Nelson says that she and her husband also like to eat at Ohana on their first night. They try to time it during the Happily Ever After fireworks. Only thing that would make that better is if they timed it during the Wishes fireworks. Just my 2 cents.
That's like way too much planning, even for me. Like I'm lucky just to get a reservation, let alone to time it for the...
Yeah.
Right? I'm just
that's pretty good.
Get a reservation. All right, the aforementioned Todd Amundsen, and Todd's a really good guy. So he's got a couple of them here. We always go to Liberty Tree Tavern for Thanksgiving and always make a reservation for breakfast at 1900 Park Fair because we all have a character that we love. Regina, that's his wife, loves Mary Poppins. I love the Mad Hatter, and the kids love Tigger and Winnie the Pooh. And yes, we always make it a must-do to eat at Ohana. Have you guys eaten at 1900 Park Fair?
Stacey? Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. No. We've done breakfast and dinner.
What do you think of it? Because I have not done that, but I hear it's really good. What is it? Is
it's really good. The dinner was amazing because of the character interactions. The Wicked Stepsisters were just so funny. I mean, we were just cracking up. They were just really, really good. And then at breakfast, the Mad Hatter's interaction was really good. Ethan was up at the buffet getting food when he came to the table, and I was getting all flustered. I was like, oh, our son's at the table. And he goes, what's your son's name? And I told him, and he starts screaming, Ethan, get over here. It's time for your picture with me. And of course, Ethan was bright red at the buffet, like just coming over. It was just really, really great. They do a great job, and they have strawberry soup, which was really, really good too. So
yeah, describe that to me. I've heard about that. What is it?
It's almost like a smoothie in soup form, but it's just way better than a smoothie. It's very fresh tasting. It tastes like you're eating just a bowl of fresh strawberries, but it's in soup form. It's cold. It's not a hot soup.
Okay.
But just really good. I could probably just drink it by the bowl full, which I might have done a couple of times.
Okay. Cool.
But, yeah. All right, so the next one I have is from Tamara Spidell. She said, the last day at the Magic Kingdom, we always, capital, always, eat a cinnamon roll at Gaston's Tavern for breakfast.
I know her, by the way.
Who is that?
Tamara?
I never heard of her.
Spidell?
Oh.
I never heard of her.
Tammy?
She's sorry, Tamara. Between Chris calling you Tam and now she's calling you Tamara, oof. There will be no more ears given anybody on this show, that's for sure.
So she gets a cinnamon bun at Gaston's, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Every time they leave, last day at the Magic Kingdom.
Those are supposed to be the ones that are like the size of like a small cantaloupe, right?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Okay. I need to see a picture. Tamara, I need to see a picture. You'll have to post it. The cinnamon roll over at Gaston's, if you would, please. We'll put you on a mission. Peter.
Okay, so my next one is from Sarah Maroney. And she said that they have a few, but a Disney trip isn't complete without putting their feet up for a ride on the People Mover. Amen to that.
Yes, you know what? For sure.
Amen to that, too, on a Magic Kingdom day. Absolutely.
That's and a good I love one. You, Sarah.
And every once in a while, you just look at the cast member when you get back and do them again. Let's go.
That's the best.
And if you're lucky, they'll let you.
You know what? Sarah had a post earlier on Edcot, too. That's the group that we have here. She had a post about there was something going. Help me with the description. It was, I think Amy had a question of what don't you like or what don't you like that other people think are great. And Sarah commented that she didn't like the turkey leg. And I went into this diatribe about, oh my gosh, I completely agree with you. It was, if you haven't seen it, go look at it. It's good. So at least I know there's one other person on the planet that agrees with me. They are disgusting. So thank you, Sarah, for your forward support there. All right. I got Christina Allison. We start each trip with a dinner at Cooks of Dublin at Disney Springs. Have you had it?
I have not.
Stacey?
I have not either. No.
This is a I haven't either. So we're going to all have to check it out.
Absolutely. All right. My next one is by the WW Review podcast, which I can only assume was Chris, but it probably applies to all three of us. It says, our family tradition, spending hundreds of dollars on souvenirs, guaranteed every time. I know that is definitely true for my family, so I could take credit for that one too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah, so here's an example. We're going to, like, Starbucks. My kid's like, Dad, can I get oranges? Be like, heck no, you were just at home. Go get yourself an orange juice at home. But at the Disney Springs, it's like, yeah, whatever you want, go ahead. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different dad on vacation, you know? But
oh, orange juice is a souvenir.
They have to save the bottle. They cannot throw it away.
That's crazy.
They can't even drink the orange juice. They just got to save the liquid,
they
too.
They just have to keep it.
They keep it in there.
They keep it sealed.
Put it in the sunshine, kid.
Grow penicillin.
All right, Peter, you got any more?
Rick Forbes says, does a meltdown count? Seriously, we would say first night dinner at Chef Mickey's or dinner at Whispering Canyon. I'm assuming his wife.
Daughter.
Then said,
daughter.
Oh, daughter. Yeah. Okay. So was I the one at Whispering Canyon? He said, no, he wasn't talking about meltdowns at dinner, but those certainly happen as well. He just put a meltdown in general.
That made me chuckle, that whole exchange there.
All right. I've got Brigitte Thomas at Disney World. My dad and I would go to the laugh floor, and we would stay there till it closes down for the day because it's funny and we just love the jokes. Anything you could do with your mom or dad, I think it's an awesome tradition. Anything adult kid doing with mom or dad, I love the thought of that. That's awesome.
Absolutely. All right, so my next one is from Chad Pennycuff. It says, check-in night. We typically get there at 9 to 10 p.m. Kids go nuts exploring the room and resort. When they go to bed, I'm off to the grocery store to stock the room with breakfast and lunch items, snacks, milk, fruit, etc. Since we're on vacation, typically a few special things I don't normally let in the house shows up in the room, like Nutter Butters, chips, etc. My kids know I went to the store, but they like to say the food fairy shows up when they're sleeping. Food fairy gets notes, requests, etc. It's kind of a fun tradition. That is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want a food fairy to come to my house.
Yeah, no doubt, right? Peter.
Jesse Fouts says that his family has the same tradition. It's the best. I'm hoping he's not talking about the meltdown from the previous statement, but I can't be sure. So, Jesse, if somebody in the family always has a meltdown, I'm sorry. Not sure how to respond to this one, but you know, if it's your family tradition and you enjoy it, then by all means, take advantage of it and have a good time with it.
All right. So I've got a post here from Twitter from 1 Minute Disney Dream. That's Sean from the Enchanted Tiki Talk. And he comments that my kids love to eat at Pinocchio Village House and sit overlooking a small world. To which his buddy Scott replied, hashtag glass liquors. So... have you guys ever eaten at the Pinocchio Village House where you've overlooked, you know, you overlooked the entrance for It's a Small World?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have to angle to get the table? Did you have to work to get the table? Or
we happened upon it. It was so amazing. Like it was dinner time and we were walking through to look for tables and it had just cleared out. So I was like, go. One of the kids ran and grabbed it. So, it was the middle one, right over. And that was so fun, waving to everybody while we were eating.
Whenever we go on the ride, we look up, and in my mind's eye, I think, yeah, I've got to do that the next trip, but I never can quite make it over there. But I bet you it's a really neat experience to be able to wave.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Cool.
Probably have spoiled the kids, because now every time we go back there, they're going to want to sit at that spot, but it was really good.
I used to see Britta sitting there staring at the people that are already sitting at the table waiting with their arms crossed. You're in my spot.
She'll just go and sit there anyway. She'll just join them.
Join them.
Drawing on herself and
as the parents look and say, why is this kid covered in marker? Why is he covered in marker?
Let's go. Not sure she's stable.
She's not. Spoiler alert. So my next one is from Tyler Lee. It says, we've only been 2 times as a family, but I think one of the things we enjoy the most is the planning process. And talking about our next Disney adventure and what things we want to do. That is the most awesome tradition, I think. It's just being excited before the trip even happens.
Yeah, I agree. Peter, you got more?
Yeah. Natalie Sawyer says, sci-fi dine-in. Do we eat there every single trip? She has 2 boys that are 7 and 5. They're not into princesses or the Fab Five character meals, but they absolutely love sci-fi.
Okay.
I can see it being for like the environment. The food at Sci-Fi is kind of take it or leave it. I don't think it's really all that special.
But...
Really?
Well, maybe I'll have to look at it and see. Yeah, see. Maybe it'll be worth going and checking out again. But last time I was there, it just, you know, everybody saw the shakes and blah, blah, blah. But they weren't enough to get me to go back. So
I wouldn't be surprised if the entire Hollywood studio steps up their game like big time with the, you know, incoming additions here they have, that everything, you know, a high tide is going to raise all the ships at this point. I wouldn't be surprised at all. On Twitter, I got Rachel Stewart, and gosh love her, she actually tags Disneyland Today and WDW Today, which is the actual feed, so I appreciate that. It's eating at the Blue Bayou with my mom and getting a table close to water. You will find this out, Stacy, and Pete, you will as well when you go to Disneyland. But the Blue Bayou actually sits where the ride begins, and it's themed in a swamp. It's, though we could not get a table, but as we went on the ride several times, it's potentially like one of the coolest eating locations in any of the Disney parks, because it literally is at the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean. So fabulous.
Yeah, we're already planning to hopefully get a reservation there, because that's probably my top thing on my bucket list.
You know, in here, I'm like Joe Casual on vacation. I'm like, yeah, we'll get it. We'll try it. We'll have fun. We'll take it as it comes. And I'm like, yeah, you guys got a table? Like, the lady looked at me like, are you serious? Like, we're sold out for like weeks at a time.
Well, it's so funny because they say that you don't, you know, it's not like Walt Disney World. But probably, you do have to plan ahead for something's
got to be like that, though.
For sure. Make a reservation, because like the way she looked at me, like I immediately knew like I have zero chance at this restaurant.
You're like, I've done something very, very wrong. I apologize.
Ma'am? She had that steam, you idiot.
Would this $5 bill help? Sir, people are giving me hundreds. Keep your $5. And then at WDW Today, it's spending time going through the shops and experiencing the sights and smells that she got that from her mom. So
nice.
Mm-hmm. Peter, Stacy, you got more?
I'm done. I don't have any more.
Pete, how about you?
We got a couple left. Okay. Beth Brooks, front of the show, she said that they had traditional family pics at the Indian on Main Street, USA. So they always look off in the distance where he is looking. They have 20 years worth of those pictures, and they love every single one of them.
Well,
that's a cool tradition.
Yeah, really cool.
Because then you're getting to see the kids grow up each time they get a little taller on the Indian, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Beth is always with the Walt Disney World. Beth's one of the admins, and she's a relentless poster. I don't want to say Jacksonville. I don't think that's right, but she doesn't live in Orlando, but she's at the parks two or three times a week, and so she's got great live feeds. So follow her on Facebook as well, too. I got a post from our buddy, and he's one of the admins over at Edcot. It's Scott Gerke. So our tradition has become Ohana as well, but we've also added homecoming to the list as our actual homecoming meal on Walt Disney World property. Tell me, Pete, when you were down there, did you eat at homecoming?
Believe it or not, we had a reservation and we canceled it.
Okay, interesting. Why was that? Different options didn't sit well?
You know, just based on the having looked at the menu, it just didn't strike us as what we wanted. Okay. Like around the day before that, like gotcha. It doesn't sound that great right now. Mm-hmm. So we canceled it, and I don't even remember where we went instead. You know,
it. I can't even remember a person that like said something bad about it. Like every post I've ever seen has always been over the top.
Everybody says it's great. When we looked at the menu, it just, you know, sometimes you're just not in the mood for a particular type of food.
Gotcha.
Like, Missy asked me today, she's like, do you want pizza tonight? I'm like, not really. You know, sometimes you're just not in the mood for it. It's not that it's not good, it's just not what you want.
Stacy, are you ever not in the mood for pizza?
No, that is my favorite thing in the world.
I know it is. That's why I'm asking. You've lost us, Pete, because I just had pizza for dinner.
Okay, here's the thing people have to realize about me. I do not like to have the same thing two meals in a row. It's like it's this weird thing with me. If I had pizza for dinner, I'm not having pizza for dinner the next day. It's not going to happen.
Okay, so could you have pizza and then wrap it up and take it for lunch the next day for like at work? Or this is 2 days in a row?
Yeah, no. Usually I won't. Interesting. It'll have to sit in the fridge for a day.
Wow.
I'm weird. I don't know.
See, we learned something, didn't we, Stacey?
Absolutely.
We learned something. You're up, big guy. I'm out. You're whenever you so, fire away.
I think this is a friend of yours, Chris. Al Cheech?
Yeah.
Is a good friend of yours.
Al Check. Yeah, Al's been a buddy of mine
Al, my fault.
30 plus years.
So Al said, starting when he was a kid and now continuing on as a parent, they always stop the contemporary and take a picture in the Mickey Mouse near the pool. And I think we've all done that at least once. Mm-hmm. He does it every time.
I've seen the picture for years from his family. It's adorable. Absolutely. And good to have you chime in, Big Al. Glad to see you. Glad to see you put it out there, buddy. You're up again, buddy.
That was my last one, but I'm interested to hear what your guys' family traditions are.
Ooh. Stacey, what is yours?
I'll share mine at the end. I want to hear what your guys' are, too.
Okay.
So mine was, the original post was that we always eat at Ohana, and I think that's what Jesse Fouts was responding to, that's what his tradition is also to eat at Ohana, I can only assume. But, yeah, we haven't missed a trip, a dinner there since we started going. And then we also make sure we get a picture in front of the fountain in France. So we started that when Sophie might have been 8 or so, and then have gotten one. She's almost 15 now, so we've gotten one every year or every trip since then. So it's grown from 3 kids to 4 kids and all those pictures. So hopefully we'll keep on doing that as we do family trips in the future.
Nice.
Very cool.
Pete, our traditions really don't involve parks. You know, we don't have the annual passes. We have the day tickets. We bought the no expiration option. So we're pretty frugal with how we budget, like, park visits. So the traditions we have kind of stem from not going to the parks and figuring out what we can do around just Walt Disney World Resort. So the first one is we would, at some point in the evening, we're going to go and stop by the French Quarter. We're going to get ourselves some beignets, and we're just going to take that long walk along the Sasagula River over to Riverside, do a little bit of shopping, hang out there for a while, and then walk back. So that ride and that walk is like one of the
necessary after eating a bunch of fried dough covered in powdered sugar.
No doubt. But it's one of the most beautiful walks on property.
That is a really nice walk.
It's romantic. It's beautiful. It's one of the prettiest walks. But then to go against that, we also love the walk where we check in over at the Boardwalk or the Beach Club if we can get parking there. And we'll do the Crescent Lake lap there. We'll get some ice cream, and we'll go into all the shops at the Yacht Club, Beach Club, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But that's also a really good one because by the time we get back to the Boardwalk, the kids are like, can we, you know, do the games and whatnot? But there's a couple hours that you can kill spending very little money at Disney. And so those two walks really make up things we do on every vacation.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Mm-hmm. I've got one that we've done since the beginning and one that's a relatively new one. And the original one that we've always had is we always have to watch the must-dos. Like, it is not a trip unless we've seen the must-dos.
Yo, Sophie,
I don't even just Stacy. Like, even her predecessor, we always had to see the must-dos before the end of the trip. Otherwise, it wasn't a complete trip.
Okay.
And the newer one, we've done it multiple times now. In fact, on our last trip, we did it more than once, and that's dinner at Tiffin's. That is something that I think will continue to occur every trip that we take down.
Okay.
Yeah, so Pete, you remember how I had Tiffin's set as my date night with Scott at Disney?
Mm-hmm.
I canceled it. Actually, I didn't cancel it. It's still on there. But I think we're going to go to Homecoming instead. I was like, oh gosh, I don't know which ones. But we still have both of them on there. So my whole point was that
Oh, man.
I just don't think that I want to go to we would have gone to Animal Kingdom many times. And I'm like, are we really going to want to go to Animal Kingdom again? So I thought Disney Springs was a better place. But we'll have to, we're going back in January. We'll have to do Tiffin's at that point. We'll see what happens.
Pete, so tell me about this Tiffin's, because obviously I've not been there. Tell me about it. Convince me. Convince me to go.
I think that the most memorable meal you've had here at home, make it twice as good with three times better service.
Okay, so better than Arby's. Better.
Okay. We've got really low standards on this show, folks.
Chili's.
Come on, Jamocha
Shake. I'm going down to the Olive Garden and get me some of that Italian.
Is it a buffet, Pete, or is it? It's not a buffet, is it? No, it's a plated service, right?
It's signature dining. I mean, it is not for the faint of wallet, I will tell you that, but it is absolutely worth it.
Stacy, imagine this meal, though. Okay, so how could this meal go wrong? So on the last time down, I got my buddy Pete, I got his beautiful wife Missy, I got his beautiful mom Lucille, and I got the beautiful B. Thaxton at dinner. Could you beat that conversation at the table right
there? No, right? That would be amazing. That's I can see why that has a special place in his heart.
Right, that's exactly why. Okay,
then.
Hang on. Let me interrupt you. Tread lightly here on the next thing you say, just so you know, because B's a listener. So she.
No. The next time we were there after that, the restaurant actually recognized that we had been there multiple times.
Oh man!
Oh, cool.
They gave us a little like sachet of candy that they make in the restaurant, and a little card saying, "You know, welcome back, Pontecorvo family."
Oh, cool!
Oh, wow! You know,
The staff that was there signed it. Like, thank you for letting us be a part of your travels. I mean, where are you going to get that?
That's amazing. That's really cool.
And I'm just going to throw this out there. B, you know you're welcome with the Nyman and Malik family every time we're down there as well. You know, you just don't have to go out to dinner with the Pontecorvos. You can join us, too. I'm just putting it out there.
Absolutely.
You're welcome with our families as well. And
you should bring some baby wipes, though, in case Brita draws on your arm. Baby wipes get it off really well.
All right. So, you know, everyone who contributed and commented, we certainly appreciate that. That was awesome. I love hearing your family traditions. I think the ones that deal with the families, like especially with the kids, with their parents, when the kids are adults, that's the one that like makes my heart melt the most, is seeing how they, you know, created a tradition with their parents as they're getting older. That's awesome. If you've got a comment, or, you know, even if you want to let us know your tradition and the show's out, we still want to hear it. So let us know on the WW Review Facebook page, on Twitter, on Instagram. Stacy, Pete, where else could they let us know if they wanted to really engage in some crazy discussion with us?
They should head over to the EDCOT group on Facebook and request to join. We'd love to have you.
Awesome. All right. So for my buddy Peter, for my buddy Stacy, we'd like to thank you for downloading and listening. And if you've listened this long, we appreciate it. Could you head over to iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Player, Player FM, wherever you're listening, and leave us a review? It would help us out tremendously. I appreciate your support. Pete appreciates it. Stacy appreciates
Somebody's got to show me how to leave a review on Stitcher. I still haven't figured that out.
Okay, we'll explore that option, Pete. We will make sure.
I'm just saying, like, everything I listen to is on Stitcher, and I don't know how to leave a review on Stitcher for people.
Okay, then you know what? Yeah, I shouldn't make it a sarcastic comment. We should figure that out. I know on iTunes it's relatively easy. On Stitcher, honestly, that's not my player of choice, so I'll look into that.
Even my Android-loving rear end can figure out iTunes reviews, but I cannot for the life of me figure out how to leave a review on Stitcher.
You know what? There are people far smarter than us with Android. If you're an Android user and you could help the big guy out, let us know.
If you're an Android guru, please shoot me a line and tell me how I can do this for people. Because there's shows out there that I love that I would be happy to leave a review for, and I haven't been able to. So
help us out, right?
Help me help me.
Help, help me.
Or help me help somebody else. I don't know.
All right.
Help me.
Again, thank you, and have a great day.
Are you laughing?
Bye, everyone.
See ya.